Hi, that was This Is How We Walk on the Moon by Geographer. You're listening to WMFO Medford. The show has now become Black Stripes or White Keys. And I'm Trisha. Kayla isn't here today, but, you know, we will mourn her absence and play some good tunes. So I guess next, let's play, how about Can't Be Alone Tonight by Atlas Genius.
We were meant to die, we were suicide, you and I. This bitter in your sweet ass, dirty white little. Oh, 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 we give
That was Feels Like We Only Go Backwards by Tame Impala. Here's Confess by Jack River.
I was stronger that night. I wanted to go alone. The rain was coming down and nobody could leave. We stayed around. I said things I knew you'd like. Alaska and the bears you knew you couldn't fight. Swimming underneath the northern lights. You didn't know it, but I had you in the palm of my hand. Palm of my hand. And I confess I needed you there. I've gone through every memory we shared tonight, and I don't have the guts to carry on without you. When the storm breaks through, I'll be standing there waiting for you. Waiting for you. Waiting for you. You can dream away your life. Hitchhike to the southern tip of Africa and put up all the fences that you like.
That was Confess by Jack River. And two shout outs today, Steve and Angela. I love you both madly.
I don't want to wonder if this is a blunder. wishing I could run. I want to love you madly. I want to love you now. I want to love you madly. Away. I want to love you, love you, love you
That was Bad Habit by the Kooks. If you're listening from Tufts, I hope your finals go well. Here's a chill song about college by Rogue Wave to help you calm down. Yeah, that was Just Like Heaven by The Cure. In what, like 15 minutes, we're gonna have a Conspiracy Crackdown. Kayla, I miss you so much because Conspiracy Crackdown is the best when Kayla is here. However, I will do a solo Conspiracy Crackdown, so stay tuned. I guess next, car seat headrest. Here's fill in the blank.
Sky is burning in my rear view.
Na 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 na. My bad,
Dashing by the lane with my hands in my pocket, jingling a wish coin that I stole from a fountain. I was drowning all the cares in the world. When I get over, climbing up on the back fence, moaning to the dogs that I'm coming with, a ring and a question, dime a dozen, and a voice that was singing underneath. Na 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 na.
By Beck. And guess what, guys? Guess what it's time for? It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown. Sorry if you just started listening and you're like, wow, I just wanted to listen to some music. Well, this is a short segment we do on the show called Conspiracy Crackdown, where we discuss conspiracy theories. And my partner in crime, Kayla, is not here today. However, I'm actually going to take on a fairly big one, a fairly popular one. Today we're going to be talking about the Denver airport. I really want to discuss this with Kayla. So maybe like next week or the week after that, we'll come back on the show and we'll revisit this, because this is a big one and I don't think that I alone can fully do it justice. So as usual, here's the Wikipedia blurb about it. Some theorists believe that Denver International Airport stands above an underground city which serves as the headquarters of the New World Order. Theorists cite the airport's unusually large size, its distance from Denver city center, as well as assorted alleged Masonic or Satanic symbols and satanic symbols and a set of murals which include depictions of war and death. Wow, that's a lot. I've been to the Denver airport, and you know, I wasn't actually thinking about the conspiracy theory while I was there, but now I'm thinking about it. In addition, you know, you can go to the Denver International Airport Wikipedia page from that Wikipedia page, and there's a little blurb about it that I found was interesting under the conspiracies theories section. Robert Blaskowitz, writing for Skeptical Inquirer, states that conspiracies about the airport range from absurd to even more absurd. When asking airport media representatives about which conspiracies are associated with the airport, he was told, "You name a conspiracy theory and somehow we seem to be connected to it." Blaskowitz found that, contrary to claims from conspiracy theorists, that Denver International Airport will not discuss these stories with the public. They are also given tours of the airport. So, here's the thing. Not only is Denver International Airport the like center of all these conspiracy theories, they're not talking about it. You know, I think that's kind of sketchy, you know? Like, I think if there's like all these like conspiracy theories centered around you, like, and you're not even going to talk about them, you're not even going to indulge the press on them, like, they might have something sketchy going on down there in the Denver airport tunnels or whatever. I've been to Denver airport. I mean, it is really large. I will say that. Like, I think that if anything crazy was going to go on at an airport, it would be there because they have the space to do it. Like, it took so long just to get from, like, one part of the airport to the other. Like, it's just a large airport, and there's a lot of empty space, and I think, like, there could be secret rooms. And I do really think that the tunnels, you know, could be a thing. I mean, there are tunnels in the Denver airport. I think, you know, there's so much you could do in the tunnels. Like, there's so much. You could have, like, secret labs down there. Like, I don't know. Wow, I really, really need Kayla to play off this because this is a big topic, okay? We're going to revisit this. Denver airport. That's our conspiracy theory of the day. Quite a well-known one, so, you know, nothing too wild today. It's not like birds aren't real or there are no trees left on Earth. Still my favorite. In case you weren't listening when that happened, there are no trees left on Earth is saying that the government took out all of the trees, and the trees that are now, like, growing are, like, shorter than the trees that would have been here if the government hadn't chopped down all the trees. Cool. Back to the music, because we are constantly taking it back on this show, and because I really like the 90s, we're gonna do Third Eye Blind today, I guess, because, I mean, who doesn't like Third Eye Blind? Like, if you don't like Third Eye Blind, like, there's something wrong with you. It's just a true fact. You know, my favorite Third Eye Blind song is Never Let You Go, but I think I, like, today we're gonna play How's It Going to Be. Cool. Here's How's It Gonna Be by Third Eye Blind.
Where we used to laugh, there's a shouting match. Also, was willst du mir sagen?
Dass es mir leid tut.
Das hast du schon gesagt am Telefon.
Ich hatte heute einen schlechten Tag. Und ich weiß auch nicht, was mit mir los ist.
Ja, aber solltest du vielleicht rausfinden, was mit dir los ist? Du hast mich verletzt. Und ich weiß nicht, warum. Und jetzt, ich weiß nicht, warum du willst, dass ich dir verzeihe.
Vielleicht hast du recht damit, dass du sagst, ich kümmere mich. Ich dachte immer, das wäre ein Klischee. Aber es ist keins. Man wird immer mehr.
Do you spend your whole life trying to get back home? Or where do you go? Kino eyes unfold you in a coat of chrome. Feelings show. What do you know, baby? What do you know? What do you know about where I come from? What do you know? Tell me, what do you know about who I am? When I see you naked, I see more than flesh. Do you see the same thing? Entertainment value, no, I couldn't care less. Feelings high, and you were so young, baby, you were so young, dragging your feet in the face of creation. I was so young, yeah, we were so young, and still there was you, the center of me, oh, still there was you.
That was Berlin Without Return by Voxtrot. You are listening to WMFO Medford. It's been a great show. I just have a little reminder for you. Don't text behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more. That's a catchy URL. So this has been Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Trisha. Kayla is usually here. Today we mourn her. She's not dead. So it's been a good time. I'm gonna play you out with Keep On Loving You by Cigarettes After Sex. I hope you all have a good day.